Alrighty, people, what's going on? Pardon Murph's Fantasy, week number two. We are back and ready to go, taping this right after the Bengals win this evening, 34-23 over the Ravens. Can somebody on the Ravens please cover A.J. Green? Bill Belichick would never allow that to happen. Three touchdowns all in the first half for the hat trick. And we saw a lot of good things. Tyler Boyd looked good. John Brown looked good for the Ravens. All people that we were really about, especially John Smokey Brown, somebody that I was really high on coming into the year. Week two, though, Pardon Murph's Fantasy. We appreciate all the great feedback. Week one, keep those questions coming. Keep the feedback coming. If you love the show, part of the Snow Tap Network, continue to do my Instagram story this coming Sunday. Probably going to have that out around 11:30 noon Eastern before the 1 o'clock games kick off. But let's get right into it. Only 10 minutes. We try to keep this really quick for you guys. My DraftKings contest right now, 37 to 50 spots already filled up at quarterback. Drew Brees. The Saints need to win this game. They cannot afford to start 0-2, and they're going to beat up on the Browns in a home game. Brees put up great numbers last week, even though they lost to the Buccaneers, so I like Drew Brees at quarterback and DraftKings. C.J. Anderson at running back for the Panthers in a game the Falcons really need to win, but C.J. Anderson only had three less carries in week one than Christian McCaffrey, who was thought to be the lead back for the Panthers. I like C.J. to continue to earn a role on this team. At the other running back, all day AP continues for the Redskins as Adrian Peterson goes up against the Colts, who had a tough week one against Joe Mixon and the Bengals, and I think the Redskins are going to ride Adrian Peterson until he falls apart. At wide receivers, the first two big possession guys, Quincy Enunwa for the Jets going up against the Dolphins. He's Sam Darnold's safety valve right now, and I think that Robbie Anderson will continue to be the deep threat, but Sam Darnold's going to need Quincy Enunwa all year long like a tight end, and it's good to see him healthy. At the other receiver position, Jarvis Landry over 100 yards and 10-plus targets in week one in the rain. Tyrod Taylor is locked on him in the Saints. Their defense is going to play a lot better, but I still expect Jarvis Landry to get his in the dome. Saints, Browns, and my other receiver, got to go with the stack here. Michael Thomas had a huge week one. As we kind of predicted, his touchdown regression from last year would improve this year. And did anyone see what Antonio Brown did against the Browns last week in the rain? As typical, or 10 catches over 100 yards. So I like Michael Thomas at the receiver position. Tight end, Jimmy Graham. Let's hope that George Kittle's game against the Vikings last week wasn't a fluke. Jimmy Graham only had one catch in week one against the Bears, a couple targets. But Aaron Rodgers, who is going to be banged up, hopefully playing, is going to need to use Jimmy Graham at the tight end position. This is my DraftKings lineup here. Pardon Murph's Fantasy. All right, our flex position, Dalvin Cook. He had over 100 yards of total offense last week in his first game back off that ACL injury. And Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen, they celebrated Rosh Hashanah early on Sunday night against the Packers, over 120-plus yards on the ground. So I look the Vikings to really try to control the game in Lambeau with Dalvin Cook. Defense, I'm going to go Jets. I still don't believe in Ryan Tannehill, regardless of that wacky game last week on Sunday with all the delays against the Titans. And I don't like the Dolphins going on the road. Jets defense looked pretty good, I thought, on Monday Night Football, other than, you know, allowing Matthew Stafford, as he always does, to get a little garbage time yards. Some questions coming in. Tony from Cartagena, he wants to know, Carlos Hyde or Isaiah Crowell? Right now, the Jets running back position is a little interesting. I really like Bilal Powell, but Isaiah Crowell, he had a big game on Monday night, and Carlos Hyde also had a big game. So I'm actually going to go with the more higher scoring game, I feel, Browns Saints, and I'll lean Carlos Hyde. Again, a bunch of segments to get here, guys. We'll also hit waiver wire weekends, my red zone game of the day, and our prison inmate game of the week. We'll also take a look at a couple games and give you guys just a little feel for what I'm thinking for week two. Again, don't forget, tune in to my Instagram story, World's Fastest Pregame Show, on Sunday at the Enola Murphy on Instagram. And the nice thing about Pardon Murph's Fantasy, only 10 minutes. It's going to take you through the weekend and getting you ready to set all your rosters on Sunday for all the 1 o'clock games. Waiver Wire Weekends. This is a segment I believe I came up with. These are people I want you to pick up this week that you actually will end up needing next week. First on this list, Aaron Jones. He's scheduled to come back from suspension for the Packers after week two. And depending on how Jamal Adams does against the Vikings, that could be a completely wide-open competition. Aaron Jones had the highest yard per carry of any Packers running back in 2017. At the wide receiver position, depending on what's going on with Marquise Goodwin's injury, I really like Dante Pettis, the rookie receiver for the 49ers. He's got glowing reviews coming out of camp and already in practice in week one after week one. Dante Pettis could be a guy that not only jumps Marquise Goodwin, but even Pierre Garçon on that Niners wide receiver depth chart. And then at running back, I'm going to go Theo Riddick. So Theo Riddick did not have a great game on the ground for the Lions. No one did. But if the Lions are going to check down all year and be down in games all year, Theo Riddick is going to have, you know, some games where he has 7 to 8 to 9 catches. So I like Theo Riddick a lot as maybe potentially becoming the lead Lions running back over Kieron Johnson, the Auburn product, and really being a PPR guy that you could take advantage of. Red zone game of the day. This is where we pick my favorite game, highest scoring game of the day. As we look down and up the schedule, I think it has to be Kansas City-Pittsburgh. We saw what Pat Mahomes and company did week one at LA against the Chargers. And I'm telling you, if you can get Big Ben and Antonio Brown or with Juju Smith-Schuster into a DraftKings lineup this week or start him in fantasy, do it, because the Steelers play so much better at home than they do on the road, and they cannot afford to go 0-2. So I actually think Pittsburgh wins that game in a shootout between Pat Mahomes and Big Ben. And then our prison inmate game of the week. This is a game that only prison inmates would actually watch if given the choice. And there's not too many stinkers this week, but if I had to pick one on the schedule, I'm actually probably going to end up at Houston, Tennessee. We've had so many bad AFC South games over the years, and if Marcus Mariota doesn't play, maybe Deshaun Watson shows us he's healthy and hooks up with Will Fuller if he's in the lineup for a couple touchdowns. But I'll probably go to Houston, Tennessee is my prison inmate game of the week. Taking a little bit of look at some other games going on the week two NFL slate. Carolina, Atlanta. Atlanta's defense is just decimated. So if you can start a Devin Funchess or you can start a CJ Anderson in DraftKings or your fantasy lineup, I like that a lot, especially with Greg Olsen out for the Panthers. Chargers, Buffalo. I mean, everyone is going to have this as their survivor pick this week. The Chargers is a little scary because the Chargers seem like they are the team that always loses games, like Buffalo. Buffalo starting Josh Allen for the first time. We saw how bad the Ravens looked for a first half last night against the Bengals, so can't imagine how bad the Bills really are. Melvin Gordon, a must start here. Keenan Allen, a must start. And maybe even Mike Williams as your flex position. He is the second year receiver out of Clemson, was hurt a lot year one. And I really like him as a sophomore receiver coming out and balling out in that campaign. Looking at some other games in the schedule, Philadelphia at Tampa. Now, I could see the Eagles losing this game and then bringing Wentz back. I don't think the Eagles are going to bring Wentz back at quarterback until they finally lose. They did not look overly impressive on Thursday Night Football to open the season against the Falcons. But you'd have to think that Fitzmagic comes down to earth. Got to start Mike Evans. But I wouldn't start Fitzmagic. I mean, this Eagles defense is dirty, and it is the strength of their team. So I would stay away for the most part from starting Fitzmagic and trying to catch lightning in a bottle 2 weeks in a row. Indianapolis and Washington, we'll see how good the Redskins defense is. Andrew Luck looked okay at times against the Bengals in week one. I'd probably start T.Y. Hilton. And Redskins receivers, this is tough, but I'd probably continue to start Jamison Crowder. But you know at some point Josh Doxton and Paul Richardson, who came over in the offseason from Seattle, they're going to start catching touchdowns. Chris Thompson is a must-start right now as long as he stays healthy for the Redskins. And Alex Smith, he looks like for the second year in a row a viable fantasy quarterback. A few more games before we end. Pardon Murph's Fantasy. Again, you can follow me on Twitter and on Instagram at the Nolan Murphy. This is part of the Snow Tap Podcast Network. Just doing this for a little fun. I know you guys like my fantasy content out there. Those of you who listen, appreciate all the feedback I got after week one. Detroit at San Francisco. Both teams winless. Gosh, the Lions look bad in week one. I think the Niners win this big, and I expect maybe we get a coming out party for Jimmy Garoppolo. He just throws all over the Lions. Oakland at Denver. Maybe we get our first Royce Freeman game for the Broncos. Phillip Lindsay, another rookie. He got a lot of love this week in the waiver wire. I still got faith in Royce Freeman, and the Raiders look like your early hot mess team of the year. New England at Jacksonville. It's tough to start Chris Hogan after you know, the donut he basically put up in week one, but I'd give him another shot, and who knows about Philip Dorsett. All right, guys, thanks again for tuning in to Pardon Murph's Fantasy. Check out my Instagram live show, the fastest pregame show Sunday, right up before the 1 o'clock kickoffs. Enjoy the weekend, everybody.